both cases, they are potter from the kolbum by the machzor shekel, and the potter from ma'aseh beima. Umizeh hechavide, how do you have this case? So skip the parentheses, that choku, it should be choku ha-nechosim v'loi choku ha-beheima. Let's say the brothers divided up the nechosim, the property, the money they yashu from the father, that they made a good chalukah. So the kitchen, the money now belongs to their own. It's their own money. So when they give a machzor shekel now, they have to give an extra kolbon because they're paying from their own money. It's not considered they're being paid by their father, b'toras ha-matana, because they divided up the father's money. So therefore the money belongs to them now, and when they pay the machzor shekel, pshita, they have to add the extra kolbon. So that's the case, the chai b'kolbon. And I'll tell you, but the behemoths though, they didn't make a chaluki yet. So since they did not divide up the animals yet, the animal still looked like it's by the father's reshus. There's no p'tur of lakeach. There's no p'tur of shutfim. It's still like belongs to the father. Therefore, the chayiv in ma'aseh beima. So such a case would be chayiv in b'zeh b'zeh. The brothers now are chayiv in ma'aseh beima. The new flock that grows, that's born. You have to, every 10, you have to take out ma'aseh beima. And when you pay the machzor shekel, since you divided the money, it's your own money, you have to give this extra kolbein. What about the opposite way? Cholko ha-beheima. They only divided up the animals. The animals, the yashar from the father, that they made a chalukah on. Since they made a chalukah now, it's considered like a lakuach, like you bought these animals right now, and then you became shutfim, so you're potter from giving ma'aseh beima now. For lecholko es hanechosim. But they did not divide up the property, the money, the yashar from the father. So therefore, the money is still considered like the tfusas abayis. It's like still it's by the father, and when they use the money to pay for the machzor shekel, it's like the father is giving it to them for teres matana. That the Mishnah says if somebody pays you for a present, he's potter from giving the next extra kolbein. Melo case would be peturim mizeh mizeh. He could have the secha timtza that the potter from both of them. It's like he's not arguing, just adding on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the normal case is usually either you divide everything or you didn't divide anything. So that's what the Mishnah says. The opposite dinim when the chayiv a kolbein the potter from Isa. But you could have these two cases also, where they divided only half, and then the dinim are either they're both chayiv or else they're both potter. Amar Rabbi Mono, hod the yat amr, that that you say, this chiddush that you're saying, that sometimes they're both chayiv, that davke b'shloi hoysa behema roiv, where the behemas were not the majority. A rove animals were not the, rove of his nechosim, most of the father's property was not from the behemas. Avlam hoysa behema roiv. Let's say most of the property the father owned was animals, then we say, Heinen ikinachosim. And like the Korvanader says, that Heinen ikinachosim means, V'yafa pi shecholku es hanachosim, even in the case where the brothers divided up already, the nechosim, they divided up the property and the money, aber v'loi cholku es habeima, but they did not divide up the animals, I'll tell you, p'turim mikolban. When they pay now the machzor shekel, even though really they divided up the money, and it should be considered like they're paying from their own pocket, still we say no. Since the main thing, the animals, they did not divide up yet, it's not considered like they divided up the money either, and it's considered like the father is paying for them, and therefore they put them in a kolbein. As you go boss of the ikur, the majority was not divided, there's like no chaluk at all. That's what he wanted to say. So Gemara says now, Rav Ovin, Oma Rebbe Shmaya, Shmi, is boy, he asked a for question. Mifnesha sisen kodem echod eitzel ma'aseh beima. Hey, since true, negayef for ma'aseh beima, the animals, they did not divide up the animals yet. So it's considered now that there's still a tfusas habayis to like one person, and therefore they're mechuyif to give ma'aseh beima. Ab is that a svara at poitrim in a kolbein? Is that a svara to say that they're still potter from giving the kolbein? Mechura to give the kolbein means when they're paying the machzor shekel, since the money they did divide up already, and each one is paying from his own pocket. So the chura, each one should have his own chiv. Like, his own chiv means here, that it's both brothers are paying, they're giving one seller to the gizbar. So that's the halacha, when two people give one seller, since usually you wouldn't have exchanged it, and you wouldn't have paid the exchange of this extra kalbern, you're mechuyev to give that kalbern to Hegdish. So here also, the two brothers now, when they're paying up, the chura is like their own pocket, they're not paying up from the father's property, so they should be mechuyev in a kalbern here. Like, that's what the Kerber Eidah says. That Paruch, Tchim, if Neisha, Sisim, Kodem, Mech, Reis, Am, Eise, Behema, Hoyev, Loi, Cholku, true, the Behema, they didn't divide up yet. Nerma, you want to say, Shiyu, Pturim, in a Kalbun, that she knows to be potter from the money from the Kalbun, Afa, Pish, Lo, Noslo, Shteklem, in Yerusha, Savim, even though they're not paying up right now the shekel from the father's Yerusha. Vyafa, Pish, Behema, Se, Nikra, Nechos, Amen, Liftorim, there's no Svar. So, Amalei, he answered back, Loi, Shini, he, no, like, there's a big difference here. Isn't there a difference? Shunoi, Sin, Sel, Echlet, Shleima. that here the two brothers gefort, now they became a shutuf again, and now they're both giving like one tiller for both of them. So when two people give one tiller like two machsa shekel, then you don't have to give a kalbin. For the Gemara Mayatev, that's true. Afilu cholka, even the case where the two brothers mamish made a very good chalukah. And then they became a shutuf again, then they became shutufim again, should also be that chayovin b'maisa b'heimu upturim in a kalbin. In other words, they should be potter from a kalbin according to you, because any time they're both paying like one seller for both of them, they should be potter. Utaninon, we learned in our Mishnah not like that. Our Mishnah says chayovin b'kalbin upturim b'maisa b'heimu, that when the brothers are like yashin for the father, so and they made a chalukah. Once they made a chalukah, they're potter from Maisa Behemah. It looks like they bought one from the other. Mashenki, and then the kalbon, we say the chayiv, even though it's chazuv and shtatfu. So you see that since Lamaisa they made a chalukah, and each one now is considered paying off from his own pocket, even though they're shutfim now, still they have to give a kalbon between them. Yeah. So mail, it's not like that man diyama. So the Moravaita. Rebbe bo b'shem abo, bar rafuna. He shnei achim sheyoshu esavim. He shnei gisin sheyoshu eschamehin. It's the same halacha whether the two brothers yashin their father, or whether two brother-in-laws yashin their father-in-law. He shnei gisin means two brother-in-laws sheyoshu eschamehin. Means two brother-in-laws married two sisters, and when their father died, the sister, the wife's father, husband died. That's that the yashin through the husband through their wife also has the same halacha. Whether they make a chalukah first or they don't make a chalukah first. This extra kalbon that you have to pay when you give the machsa shekel, what do we do with it? Who do we give it to? Is Rameya Raymel Ishkolim. Rameya says you give it to the same place where we give the machsa shekel. That's where you give this kalbon. Rabbi Lozer Oimer Linadov. No, you put it into the special shefer, the special money, where you buy nadovas for the mizbeach. You buy presents, like when the mizbeach is empty, you buy kalbonis to put on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Yoimer, Riku Azov, Tepuye, Lebes Kodesh HaKadoshim. We do with it to buy the gold, to carve, to knock down, smooth out the gold, that we make ornaments on it for the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tipu, we cover them up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with this gold. Benazah Yoimer, Shulchonin Hoyu, Noitle Noisam Bisharin. To Shulchonin Aistis, the people that collected the Machsa Shekel in the Medina, they used to get paid for this. That was their job, like to exchange the money for the people. They used to get paid from this money. The Yeshayim, and some say, that the Shichonim, they had to go and carry the Machsa Shekel from far away. So they had expensive, had to travel there. So to pay for their expenses on the derech, from the road, for that they were paid back from this extra kalbon that the Yidin had to pay when they gave the Machsa Shekel. Yehadr Lecha Perek Biyachad Biyadr. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Hey, Perek Sheni, we're holding. Second Perek. Okay, the Mishnah says, Masisin, Mitzorfin Shkolim Ledarkoinis. You could change over the Machsa Shekel into another coin, into a Darkoinis. A Darkoinis, so in the Farsh is, first they used to collect the Machsa Shekel in your city. Let's say you lived in Haifa. So the Bezdin there used to collect the Machsa Shekel from everybody in Haifa, and then they would send the money to the Beis Hamikdash. So it's heavy to carry a Machsa Shekel. So you're allowed to change it over into this coin, the Darkonius, which doesn't weigh so much, and bring that to Yerushalayim, and there they would change it back into a Machsa Shekel. So the Darkonius, he says, is Humat Veya Shel Zohov. It's a golden coin. Lohokam Yaleya Masya Derech. To make it easier for them, they should carry all the Machsa Shekel from their town to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash. So when they wanted to carry it from their town to Yerushalayim, they're allowed to change over the money into gold and carry the gold to Yerushalayim, and then change it back to Machsa Shekel. Mipnei Masya Derech, because it's too heavy to carry all the Machsa Shekel, so you can change it over. Kishem, now the Mishnah says, Kishem Shoyu Sheforos B'Mikdash. The same way they had a shofar. Shofar means that was the barrel-like where they used to put the money into. Now, it looked like a shofar. A shofar, the pshat is that it's small on top, and when it comes down, it becomes bigger. They say the pshat is you get the money in, but you want to get it out, you can't put your hand in there to get it out. That's why they used to put the money into a box looking like a shofar. Now, the top hole was small, and the bottom, it used to become bigger. So all the money would lay there, and you couldn't put your hand in again to take it out. So
Kishem shoyu sheforos b'migdosh, kach shoyu sheforos b'medina. Who are then in the rest of Yerushalayim, or some of us learn it means in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they're also sheforos. So the Krav Neda says sheforos means tevois, like a box, shepiyom tzara, the top was very small, the opening, lamalo, omar chevoyla kein shofar, became wider and wider on the bottom, like a shofar, kideish lo yochel lito mem klum, so that you can't take anything out of it, you can't get your hand inside it. That's what used to be in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, who are then the Medina? Means we are Shlayim. Odivri Yeramba Mishar Ori Yisrael. Also, they used to add the Sheforos. Like we're saying, the Bezdin used to collect in every town the Machta Shekel from their people, and then they were sent to Yerushalayim. So, in every town, or in Yosin Yerushalayim, they had all Sheforos. B'nei Yair Shesholchu Ekshik Layim. What's going to be if you're living in your city in Tveria, and they collected all the Machta Shekel from the people in Tveria, and now they sent it with a shliach to go to Yerushalayim? So Bnei Yair Shesholchu Shekleim, they sent a Machta Shekel with a shliach. V'nignivu, while the shliach was on the way going to Yerushalayim, it got stolen. Somebody stole all the Machta Shekel. Oish Ovdu, or else he lost it. So it depends like this. If Nitrumu HaTruma, if in the Bezdin in Yerushalayim, they already took out the Truma, which means there we said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, has all the money that was all the Machta Shekel was put into a special Neshcha, into a special room, and now it came on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they took out buckets full of the Machta Shekel. That's called Truma. And they took out some money from the Lishcha, and that money they're going to start to use now to buy the new Kabbonis for the coming year. So if they already took out the Truma, means they already opened up the Lishcha and took out the buckets full, we'll see later on how they did it, of the Machta Shekel, and then it got lost, is Nishboyim leGizborim. So the pshat is, then the shliach has to swear to the Gizbor that it was lost like Boynis. He wasn't Pasheya. It wasn't his fault why it got stolen or why it got lost. And he's Potter. What about Vim Lav? Let's say, Vim Lav, that the Bezdin did not make the Truma yet. In other words, the money is still in the Lishcha. The Bezdin did not make any Truma, did not open up the Lishcha in Yerushalayim, did not start taking out the money yet to buy the Kabbonis. Is Nishboyin Lebnei Yir. Then we say the Shliach, that he lost the money while he was going to Yerushalayim, he lost all the whole bundle of Machta Shekel for those city, so he has to swear now to the people of his city that it was done by Nis. He wasn't a Pashay, it wasn't at fault why it got stolen. And then the Locher is the Bnei Yir, Sheiklin Tachtayim, that the Bnei Yir have to bring another Machta Shekel. In other words, the whole city collected the Machta Shekel one time, and they sent him with a Shliach to bring it to Yerushalayim. And on the way up to Yerushalayim, the money got stolen or got lost. See, if the Truma was not taken yet, then we say, Hegdish was never zeich yet with this money yet. So if the money got lost before it got to the Gizbor, tough, the Gizbor didn't get the money yet, so the Bnei Yir have to pay again, send another Machta Shekel up. That's the halacha, that the Shliach has to swear to the people of the Bnei Yir, that like he was a Shomer, we'll see in the Gemara, he was a Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Socha, but he was a Shomer watching their money, so he has to swear to them that he wasn't a Pashay, it wasn't his fault, and therefore the Shliach is Potter, but the people from the city have to send the second Machta Shekel. What about Nimtzu? Later on they find it, where it was lost, and now they find the first of Machta Shekel. Oyshech Zira Maganovim. Or else in the case where it was stolen the first time, then the Shliach went back home, and the Bnei Yir sent the second Machta Shekel, and now after they sent the second one, now they found the first Machta Shekel. What's the halacha? So he said they could take it back home, it's theirs, or no? So the Mishnah says, Eilu v'yelu shkolim. Both of them have halacha like a shekel. Even though one was given like because they thought it was lost, but now that they find the lost one, still it's a din mid rabbanan, both of them are given to the Beis Hamikdash b'tera shkolim. V'yein oilin lahem l'shon abo. And the second one they're giving now cannot be credited to them for the next coming year, but rather no, it's only for this year and that's all. It's like you gave two shkolim for this year. For next year, you still have a chiyuv to give next year. So now, what's the pshat in the Mishnah? What's the difference? Again, if the people from the city collected their Machta Shekel and they sent it with a shliach to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. So it depends when it got stolen or when it got lost, whether they made a truma lishcha or not. So what's the chiluk? The Mefarish says, the Korban Eder says, in nitmru hatruma, in the middle of the Mishnah, in nitmru hatruma, shoyiragilam litroin mehakupais letzorach hakabonis. They used to take off, open up the big lishcha, and take out kupas, take out baskets full of Machta Shekel. Voyotormin al hagovi. It means any time the people already collected the machza shekel, when the bezdin made the truma, they had those machza shekel in mind also. The alos of ligvoy, something's going to be collected. Kedeshio chelik per kabonis. They should also have a chelik in the korban of this year. Because right now in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, bezdin is opening up the lishka and taking out a bucket full of the money. So the people that didn't send the machza shekel yet won't be included in the chelik of the korban. Just like bezdin had them in mind, it was considered as if their shekel already reached the base of Migdash. Even for the people that did not bring it yet. The Rizal Mishnah holds that Shoklin al Osid Lovoy, al Osid, or Afilush Alpha Pishla Nigvu. Even though the Machza Shekel was not collected yet, but when Bezdin makes the Truma, they have in mind to be Mezaka for all the people that eventually will bring it. So therefore, once Bezdin makes the Truma, it's considered as if all the Machza Shekel already reached Bezdin. So if it first got lost or stolen after the Truma, it's considered as if it already reached the Beis HaMikdash, it already reached the Gizbar, and now like it got stolen from the Gizbar. Therefore, the Shliach has to swear to the Gizbar that he was not pasheid, didn't do anything wrong, and he's potter, and just the Gizbar loses out. But before they made the Truma, then we say the money did not reach the Beis HaMikdash yet, it doesn't belong to the Gizbar yet, the Gizbar didn't receive the Machza Shekel. Who does it belong to? It's still the Bnei Yir's. They're sending their money with the Shliach. So if the Shliach, if it got stolen from the Shliach, so the Bnei Yir is lost out. They didn't give the Machza Shekel. So true, the Shliach just swears that he was the Noinis, he was not a Pashayim, he's Potter. Then the people have to send again the Machza Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. So Mishnah says, first of all, the beginning of the Mishnah said that after you collect all the Machza Shekel from your town, and you want to send it to Yerushalayim, it weighs a lot, you're allowed to change it over into gold, to carry the gold to the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't weigh so much. For the Gemara better rates, for Yasa Weisa Magolius, why don't you change it into pearls, diamonds? They're more expensive, and they don't weigh so much. So why do you have to carry gold for? Carry better diamonds better. Magolius, the precious stones. And for the Gemara, Shema Tizla Magolius, we're afraid maybe while you're going, it'll be devaluated. It won't be worth anymore. The Nimtza Hegdish Mavsid, Hegdish is going to lose out. It's called the money, you're taking coins. Money doesn't get devaluated. It's not like an empty soil, the shekel goes down, down, down. But normal, like here, it doesn't go down the money. So Mela, if you give gold coins, that's good, that will stay the same. But to change it over into diamonds, we're afraid maybe you bought it at $10,000, and by the time you get to the base of it, it's only be worth $8,000. Savings will have a hefted. Therefore, you can't change it over into any other things but money. Kihida Tanina, like we learned in the Mishnah. Kihida Tanina Tamon, we learned like this. The kulon, nifton, the kesef of a shava kesef. Usually when you pay to something, you could use money and shava kesef. Something valuable, like any chayfetz, a chair, anything you could use that's worth money. So it's going on in Mishnah in Bechoris, that claimer, v'chol ha'nifton going b'chor odom. If you have a b'chor of an odom, that has to be paid to himself to a kohen, the hegdeshes, or else you have hegdish, is nifton the kesef of a shava kesef. You're allowed to give the kohen or give that gizbar even shava kesef. Chutz min ashkolim, achutz min hilchas machza shekel. Shabo lishko machza shekel, sorach shita noisen kesef noki, madbeya metzuyer. Vula shove kesef. You can't give shove kesef. Vatoni b'shad yaf maise sheni v'horayin, eno elo b'kesef lo shove kesef. But that's the loch, and what of it again, that the kulon, everything else, heis b'chor odom, and hegdish is niftin, it could be part of it, the kesef with real silver, over shove kesef. Something that's worth money, any object. Chutz mishkolim, achutz from shkolim. Of the yain, poidim bekelim. But when you are poida, the bechor or hegdish, you can't be poida with kelim. And why not? The yom rav shmuel bar rav yitzchok, shema yazilo hakelim. We're afraid maybe later the kelim will get evaluated. The nimtza hegdish mafsid. Hegdish will be losing out. Amela oif hochi. The same thing applies here also. Oif hochi nama, the same thing here also. The reason why you can't change over the Machza Shekel into diamonds or pearls, Hoshema Tizla Magolius. We're afraid maybe in between the pearls will change, be devaluated. V'nimtza Hegdish Mafsid, and Hegdish will lose out. Therefore, you can only change it over into other type of gold coins that won't be devaluated. The Mefarah says, V'yayim Poydin, mi Maiseh Sheini B'Kelim. Some say it's going to be in Poydin, go down Maiseh Sheini. You can't be Poydin, Maiseh Sheini with Kelim. Why not? Yeah, because Maisa Sheni, you have to take to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. So if you be paid to the Maisa Sheni onto Kelim, we're afraid by the time you take the Kelim to Yerushalayim, it'll get devaluated, and you won't be eating that much value of Maisa Sheni. Here's the other things that doesn't apply to Kelim, by Moshe Bechor Rodem or by Hegdish. Because if you're paid to it right now, so right now you're giving it to Hegdish, the pigeon is called right now. But the Maisa Sheni, the word is, you have to take this money of whatever you're paid it on, and take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So it has now the Kedushas Maisa Sheni. So you can't put the Kedushas Maisa Sheni onto Kelim. Because we're afraid by the time you get to Yerushalayim, it'll get devaluated, and Hegdish will lose out. So same thing in our Mishnah, we're afraid the Masa Shekel will be, Hegdish will lose out. Right. So the Gemara, Mas Nisen Betaklin Charetin. That our Mishnah says, that even the Medina, outside the base of Migdish, in the rest of Yerushalayim, there were also Shefaris. Also these baskets looked like a shofar that was small on top and wide on the bottom. They only had taklin charetin, new baskets. In other words, to collect the machsa shekel of this coming year, for this year now. Ava bataklin atikin, but old shofaris that you collected last year's machsa shekel. Let's say somebody didn't pay up last year's machsa shekel. He had a chiyuv to do it. He could still pay it up. But that money doesn't go for the next coming year. It goes rather for the last past year, and they use it for other things. That's called taklin atikin, old baskets that you use for last year's machsa shekel. Loi bedor, that was not the Medina. So that our Mishnah says the Medina and Yerushalayim and other places, the Atsheforis, only for the new machsa shekel, but not for last year's. So the Mara of Atoni came and learned like this also, that atikin b'migdash, old Sheforis means old baskets, doesn't really mean old, just means that you put in there the old machsa shekel from last year's. That was only in the Migdash they had those shofaris. The ain atikim b'medina. Mashenkin, in the rest of Yerushalayim, you never had a shofar that you collected the money from the old machsa shekel. Like the first of Korbaneda says, Masnisin de Tanan, shoyu shofaris b'medina, daskin letaklin haratin, means l'shkolim shoshana bo. Somebody's giving the machsa shekel for this coming year. Ah, well, l'shkolim ha'yishonim for the old shkolim. Mi shaloy shokel l'shtakis, somebody did not give a machsa shekel last year. There was no Sheforis in the Medina outside the Beis HaMikdash. He had a Badafka come into the Beis HaMikdash. He only made it easy for this coming year. Like on Rosh Chodesh Adar, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they had the Sheforis in Medina, that people start giving the Machsa Shekel. Yeah. But Tony came, but Tani Nam Yochel, it's also, that Atika Medigdash, that Tani come on. Right. Morris says now, Mas Nisan B'Shem Mechinim. Our Mishnah says that this shliach that was taking the machsa shekel from all the people in Haifa and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Mishnah says that it got lost or got stolen, he's potter. And he has to swear that he wasn't a pashaya. So the Churzat Gemara, that goes only by Yeshay Mechinim. Because Yeshay Mechinim is potter on Gneva V'Aveda. Yeshay Mechinim means he was not paid for watching it. Avu B'Shay Mesocher, let's say we pay the shliach, we pay him to watch it, then loy, our Mishnah is not talking about Yeshay Mesocher. Because the Shem Masochar is Chayiv on Geneva V'Yavedam. So how does the Mishnah say he swears that he was Noinus in his potter? No. The Shem Masochar is Chayiv on Geneva V'Yavedam. So Mora says, Loi B'dom, our Mishnah is not talking about the Shem Masochar. Omer Rababa wants to say no. V'yafilu teima b'Shem Masochar. Maybe our Mishnah could be talking about the Shem Masochar. I, the Shem Masochar is Chayiv on Geneva V'Yavedam. I tell you, when our Mishnah says V'nignavu, it means Nignavu b'listim mizuyin. It means armed robbers came and stole it from him. That's called an honest. When do we say Yechayiv on Geneva? That's a regular Geneva. That you should have watched out, you should have called for help. But when armed robbers come, that's called an honest gomer. Then even a Shema Sacher is potter. Like the first, like the Kabbalah says, List the Mezuyin, Ganev Mezuyin, an armed robber. The honest, so there you're an honest, not your fault. O Shmirazu le Kiblu Alayin. So the Svari is, you were not makabel to watch such a dangerous thing that to get yourself killed. So therefore, you're potter, even a Shema Socher. Ovdu, what's the case of Ovdu also? Ovdu means, it should be, we have Kimi, the Nusach Babli says, means, B'mi, Sheshoku Svinosai, B'yam. We're talking about a case where the whole Svina drowned in the ocean. So that's also called an honest gomer. It's not called like you are lazy a little bit, you didn't watch it so good, it got lost, but rather got lost the fact the whole Svina got drowned in the ocean. So that's also an honest gomer that a Shema Socher is potter in that also. So our Mishnah could be talking about Hashem HaSachar, but these type of cases that Hashem HaSachar is also potter. Where Omer Rab Yusti, Brebi Simon. Astio commandi yomar termin al hagovui vialosulivus. Our Mishnah goes according to the man yom that holds this yisoid, that when on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Bezdin goes and takes the truma from the Machsa Shekel, from the Lishcha, where all the money was stored. Now they go take baskets full of Machsa Shekel out of that room. That's called the truma. They do it not only for the Machsa Shekel that already reached the Beis HaMikdash, but even for the people that are going to give it or are on the way to give it. It's also considered like Bezdin received it already. That's why our Mishnah says that if the Shliach lost it, after the Bezdin already made the truma, then the Bnei Ir is potter from giving another Machsa Shekel. He just has to swear to the Gizber and then the potter. Why? Because since when the time Bezdin made the truma, we consider as if all the Shkolim that are going to come, as if it's there already. So it's considered like the Bnei Ir already, their Shkolim reached the Beis HaMikdash. So Bezdin has it already. It got lost. It got lost from the Gizber. So that's what our mission holds. That even though your Machsa Shekel did not reach the Beis HaMikdash, but when they make the truma, it's considered after taking it, even for the losid, alosid ligvois, anybody that plans to give the Machsa Shekel. Param, because really, param usually means, because is mandiyomer, param, because there is somebody, commandiyomer ain't termin, because there is a mandiyomer that it says no, we'll see later on in the Masechta, that we are not termin, Bezdin does not have in mind for the people that will eventually give the Machsa Shekel. When they take out the truma right now, it's only for the mishkolim, for the shekels that were here already. But the shekolim that did not come to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have them in mind. Is mela loyal givui, loyal lost ligvois loy bedor. So our Mishnah doesn't go according to this mandiyama. Because this mandiyama, there wouldn't be any nafkaminer. Even if Bezdin already made the truma, still calls the man your Machsa Shekel to not reach the gizbar, it's not considered you did the mitzvah yet. And if it got lost then, the Bnei Ir would have to give another Machsa Shekel. Right. Bnei Ir Sheshalchu HaShekleim. So the Mishnah says, what if everybody in the city, they gave the Machsa Shekel, and now they sent it with the Shliach to Yerushalayim, and it got stolen or lost on the way, so the Shliach has to swear. So it depends. If they made the Truma ready, we say as if it reached Bezdin already, the Gizbar, so he has to swear to the Gizbar. If it was before the Truma that it got lost, so then he has to swear to the Bnei Ir. So tomorrow, Amar Rebbe Loza, to Rabbi Shimon he, our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Shimon. To Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Kodeshim, Shuchai Bach Rusin. If somebody has something that belongs to Hegdish, and it's in your Achrayis, that means if you lose it, you'll have to bring another one. We say, Kinechos of Hein, it's considered like it belongs to you. Because the question here really is, the klal is, Ein Nishpoyim Ala Hegdish. That the klal of Masechta Shavuos, you don't make any Shavuos about property that belongs to Hegdish. So the question here, how's our Mishnah say, you're supposed to swear to the Gizbar? It says, after you made the Truma, then it got lost, so the Shliach has to swear to the Gizbar that what, that he was an honest. He wasn't that fool. But the Chur, the Shkolim already belongs to Hegdish. So it's Hegdish nick of money. So you don't have to swear all the Hegdish. So Gemara says that our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon that says that since the Loch, even though it's Hegdish already, but since you're Chayev Achrusan, if it would have been lost, you would have to pay for it, like here the Shliach. If the Shliach would have been Pasheya, if it would have been his fault, he would have had to pay for it. So it's considered as if it's his Nechosim, and therefore he has to make the Shvur. So the Korbaneda, to Reb Shimon he. That's what our Mishnah says, the Shomer here, that's watching, taking the Machsa Shekel, has to swear, goes according to Reb Shimon. The Yom Reb Shimon Masech the Shavuos. Kodoshim Shehifkid Shehamavkid Chayei Bachrusin. Somebody has a behema, has kochim in your Rishus, and if you lose it, you'll have to bring another one. Reb Shimon knows Kiridei Darmin, it's considered like your property. His Achinami. Since the Bnei Ir has to bring another Machsa Shekel, it's not considered like a Hegdish. Even before the Truma. But the kasher is, when the Bnei Ir, when they set aside this money, they gave it for the Machsa Shekel. So they made this money Hegdish, like to Machsa to give to the Gizbar. So right now it's called Kotshim like. So why does the Shliach have to swear, Lechur it's Hegdish? The Teretz is, since if the Shliach would lose it, the Bnei Ir, the people would have to pay another Machsa Shekel, so it's still considered like the Machsa Shekel belongs to them. Therefore, they have to swear. So according to this pshat, it would only come out good. Why? If it was lost before he made the Truma, that we say he has to swear to the Bnei Ir. Because again, to the people in the city, they're still Mechuyah Bachrayis, so this money is still considered like theirs, he'll have to swear. But it would be a kasha yet, why does he have to swear after they made the truma that we say the b'nei year is potter because it's considered like hegdish, the gizber received the money. So if they're potter for nachrayis, it's pure hegdish is nechosim. So it's shver, why does the shliach have to swear to the gizber? The chur, you don't swear on the chosim of hegdish. That's what we'll assume we'll ask. But so far we're saying, according to Rav Shimon, it's only good why the shliach has to swear to the b'nei year. B'nei year means that since they have a chrayis, that inside it's lost, they're going to have to pay another machzor shekel. So that's good, Rav Shimon Shita. Anytime you have a chi of achrayis on nichse hegdish, it's considered like it belongs to you. So therefore, it's like you're nechosim, therefore there's a shrua. Amar Rabbi Yechanan says no. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, divrei hakolhi. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to everybody, even not according to Rav Shimon Shita. So the chur of the kasher is usually on hegdish. You don't have to swear. So I'll come here, the shliach that's taken the machzor shekel that got lost, he has to swear. I tell you, mishum shvuas takona. It's a derabon de kaloch here. Bezdin made a new takona that they want the shliach to be very careful. Like, since you're taking the machzor shekel, which is hegdish, to the base of midish, be careful what you're doing. So in order that the shliach should not be mezalzlim boy, they made a shvua, you have to swear that you weren't at fault. But it's a new takona to the rabbonim. Enoch nami. With your eyes, you would not have to. It's only with the rabbonim. Like he said, the Kornado. Mishum shvuas takonim. Midi eraisa potel agamri. For Rabbanan who did talk in lay. Shlay yizalzlu bishmira segdashis. That the shliach should not be mizalz will take it easy with watching hegdashis shkolim. Therefore he has to make a shvua. So Gemara. Al das the Rabbi Yechon. According to Rabbi Yechon in Svaro, that it's only new takon here. Nichas. Very good. Our Mishnah. The two shvuas that it says. Nishboyim the gizborim. First of all, you have to swear to the gizbor. That's very good. Even though by the gizbor, the pshat is, it's after the truma, and the bnei year are not chayi b'chrusin anymore, so it's pure hegdish, still the shliach has to swear to the gizbor. The yim lav, let's say it was before the truma, so that it didn't reach the gizbor yet. It's still the achrayis of the bnei year. Nishboin of bnei year. It's very good. You have to swear to bnei year. Or bnei year shekel machrayim. And the bnei year has to bring another machsa shekel, tachteim, instead of the first ones. In other words, if it happened before the Hegdish took the Truma,